And we're going to have to go to mourn now in about a month, and
yeah.
Prophet Christ should have gone back. Of course, this cold weather keeps it back, but if it warms up, it'll be a sign having to go
yeah.
all this rain. Our lawns are pretty. Pretty place here, and we get all our flowers blooming and everything.
If you went outside and cut some flowers.
Well, we call it cut flowers.
And what might you put those in?
We put them in a vase and in the hat and in vases.
Okay.
I believe have I got one over there? I didn't. No, I don't reckon I did have one over there. Mm-hmm. One in yonder. I got two of mine broke. There's one up there, a little pitcher. It's a little vase.
What?
I went to move a table and I broke two.
Mm.
Broke two of them vases. And then I've got one in there. I keep it on that chapter door part of the time, from where I keep my radio.
What, when you set the table, you put the plate here, and what do you put here?
Your knives and forks.
Okay.
Your napkin.
You put, each person gets one plate, and then over here one.
A spoon and a fork and a knife.
Okay.
You have to learn how to set the table, though, in a real way. The fork and knife goes on one side, spoon on, and you have spoons for all kinds of things now.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't all have the people that's able to do it, too.
Yeah.
I have a silver set. Then I had a set of dishes, and they used a right smart he bought me a new set, 8-piece set.
But you said they what a right smart they used it.
Well, you know, they use this, a lot of people use them around where they've got children. You can buy a pie crust, you know, and these, I don't know what they're made out of. You know, you can put them in the stove or anywhere. Then you can buy them pie crust, and then you put your filling in and put it in the stove and bake it in. And then you can put it on your table. You don't have to take it out and put it on the plate.
Yeah. You use the
I guess you have them, don't you?
Yeah.
At your home.
You use the word right smart.
Well,
Can you tell me some about how you use that word? I know she used some. I think.
Well, we're obviously using that. We use right smart a lot. We use right smart over a bacon, or we use right smart, you know. We
Would you
all
say right smart of money?
Right smart of money. A lot of people say that.
Would you ever, would you say about
They call it about right smart, that means little or more. You know, no right smart.
Yeah.
And then they got something else they call it, I think. Since I've got older, I can't remember things. That's the reason why I told you what I did. I told you I'd tell you the best I could. But still, I forget a lot of things, and it'll come to me, maybe. Now, something you ask me, maybe after you leave, it'll come to me. I remember what it is.
Well, you say a right smart of land?
Yeah, nearly everybody says that. Right smart of land. You've got a right smart of gardeners. You've got right smart of head of cattle and herd, or you know, what they call it herd now, you know, and they have a big herd of cattle.
Would you ever say right smart of pain?
We'll say that. When we get sick, we'll say we've got a right smart of pain, we'll tell the doctor. And of course, I don't know whether it's in the dictionary that way or not. That's where you have to go to find a lot of things, but.
Yeah.
I've not gotten there, but my son's has.
Okay, talking about once